Radio 1. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome along another guest for the show this week. Now, Richard Armitage, welcome to the show.
You're going to play that music, aren't you?
Well, I will play it in a second.
I heard you just sing it.
Can I just say that we've had this week Enrique Iglesias,
yeah,
Ava Mendez,
yeah,
and now Your Good Self.
Yeah, I don't sing though, so.
Are you sure?
I can't.
Okay. So, Richard, thank you very much for coming today. Round of applause, please, audience. Richard Armitage from Spooks.
We do have a game on the set. You have to try and sing that theme tune. It's impossible. Exactly. There you go.
It's just a bit tense, isn't it? That's what it is.
Almost a Big Brother theme tune, isn't it?
Yeah, but it makes you tense before you even watch the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're on edge as soon as it starts. But anyway, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
You can have a look at Richard on the webcam now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just go to webcam, click on live webcam, and you will see him on there today. So, were there lots of people outside for you today?
There was one or two, yeah.
Yeah.
I just did a few autographs, said hello.
I thought they'd
be in here, actually.
When Neo came in,
yeah,
seven people.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I maybe had eight.
There you go.
Yeah.
That gives you a little indicator of how things are going. So, Spooks. Now, this has become one of my favourites, but I've arrived late on this programme.
Yeah.
Because I'm a massive fan of things like this. I'm a huge 24 fan. And I think the best way to describe you would be maybe the British Jack Bauer.
That's very kind of you. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, are you a fan of 24?
I am, actually. I watched the first episode and then kind of dipped in and out, and I really like the kind of the format, and they really do stick to that format. And I think there's a similar thing with Spooks. We try to deliver something that the audience feels comfortable with, but it's exciting and it's got a beginning, middle and end, and eight standalone episodes. So I think in the same way that 24 is exciting, in that way Spooks is as well.
This is going to sound like the stupidest comment ever, but Spooks is spooky. When you watch it, it's quite a spooky kind of show.
Yeah. It's actually quite it's quite spoofy as well at times, because we are a bit of a hair's breadth away from spoofs. So it is quite hard to keep a straight face, but it's because it's so serious, you know.
If people listening now have never even watched Spooks, what sort of thing could they expect?
I mean, it's kind of politically current. It's, you know, it's action-packed. There's always a sort of massive drama. There's somebody about to sort of blow up a massive bomb in central London, or there's a chemical weapon about to be released. It's mainly set in London, and it really photographs sort of parts of London that you don't normally see, real urban decay, and I think it looks great.
Now, as I said, I arrived late on it, so I'm looking forward to it coming back this Monday.
Yeah. Is that a way of saying you actually haven't seen it?
No, I actually have seen it, absolutely. But it's
I arrived late as well. I only came in at Series 7, so...
well, exactly.
Yeah.
But it returns this Monday.
Yeah.
And I've watched the first episode. I watched it this morning. I've been given a special copy.
Surely good. I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No.
It's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the one on the boat?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's
that
very
took a long
good.
Time to film.
Did it?
It took us a while to get on that boat. Getting the insurance to get on that container ship took about four or five attempts. We turned up at the docks about five times before we were able to shoot, but
yeah,
it was worth it, I think.
But it's all mainly shot in London then itself?
Yeah, a lot of it is. I mean, there's kind of bits and pieces where we kind of disappear somewhere else, which is usually a set build or something. Sometimes, occasionally, we get... I think the first year I went to Moscow, and last year they went to Malta, but it's primarily London, yeah.
What can we expect from this new series?
I think this year it's very much looking at what it means to be a spy, what it costs, and, you know, the price that you pay, and who is real and who is fake, because there's a bit of a kind of double layer with most of the characters, and it's focusing quite a lot on Lucas, which is my character, and digging deep into his past, and you're really going to find out who he is.
Are you any good as a spy in real life?
Do you know what? I think I could get away as a spy.
Yeah?
My theory is that most people, if you ask, you know, what superpower would you want, most people either say to be able to fly or invisibility. And I think being a spy is as close as you get to invisibility in terms of being able to remove yourself from society. Obviously, they don't fly, but I think that's the fascination, and that's what excites people, you know, is being able to sort of infiltrate.
But it's one of those shows, though, it's like it's a fantasy thing, because you watch it and you want to be your character and part of it, and that's why it must be so fun to play a character like that, where you just get to do what you like.
It is brilliant, and especially because we've got such a brilliant team that really work out the science behind something. I mean, I think in this series we've got a bomb that we follow all the way through, but it's not a bomb that you would that you would regularly think about. It's something that they've worked out scientifically, and although it's slightly far-fetched, by the end of it, you totally believe that it could be real. And it's really exciting to kind of get your head into that fantasy world.
Now, you're surrounded by my lovely audience today.
Yeah.
And you asked me off air, do they follow me around everywhere?
Yeah.
I wish.
Your posse.
They're not, but we do it on a Friday.
They're there at night, clapping you to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they all make me breakfast in the morning and all the rest of it, and then dry me off after a shower, that kind of thing. We've got a special fan of your show in the audience today. This is Jerry. Please come up here, Jerry.
Behind
me. One sec. Just come up to this microphone here. 1 second.
Is she going to sing the theme tune?
Well, we're going to try and get you to sing the theme tune.
No, I'm not like... no, I'm not going to do the theme tune.
Go on. You sure?
Yeah.
Sing the theme tune.
No!
Go on.
No. Do I have to? No.
No, you don't have, of course you don't have to. No. But you're a Richard Armitage fan?
A little bit.
And a little bit means a lot.
I don't know, Megan, am I?
More of a speech.
What I'd like you to do, Richard, this is purely for the webcam.
Yeah.
It's just a small embrace with Jerry. Just a little hug.
Come on.
Just for the webcam.
No, I'm putting my...
That was a lovely moment. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Can I sit down now?
You can sit down now, yes. Richard, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
And the new series of Spook starts Monday night, 9 p.m. on BBC One. Thank you very much.
Thank you.